today on The Travel Guys.
In the travel news, the resort-type fees ever popular with hotels are spreading rapidly to Airbnb, and Broadway Sacramento gets a special award for an ultimate act of diversity. Details next.
The airlines got a lot of cash to get them through the summer, but things look bleak for the fall. Big permanent changes are coming October 1st. Joe Brancatelli joins us at 3:20 to talk about what's coming to help make you a smarter traveler.
Our friend and consumer advocate Chris Elliott has a unique overview of the whole COVID situation. His family was stuck in France for 2 months earlier this year and now has returned to the States only to be in grips of the virus again. He joins us at 3:35 to give us some insight on how different approaches on the virus have yielded different results.
And we continue to bring you close-to-home travel ideas with a trip this time to Mendocino County. That's coming up at 3:50.
Thank you for taking time out of your Sunday to join the travel show that's all about the journey. Welcome to The Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
I've got two tickets to paradise.
Up to Alaska. I go north to Russia's own.
Hey there, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Travel and Entertainment Guys, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. Thank you for tuning in. We're here till 4 o'clock with stuff to make you a smarter traveler. All of it brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. Mark Hoffman and Tom Romano with you. I'm at my studio upstairs. All is well here. Mark, how about you there at the office?
I'm well, but I'm getting a little bit of feedback from you there, Mr. Romano.
Okay. You should be good now.
Okay, good. Yes, we are the most socially distanced travel program on the planet. You're over there, I'm over here, and Luis, shoot, I can't even see Luis. Even if I stand up on the desk and crane my neck, I can't see him from here. But I can see you from here, but I can't see Luis. But he must be there because we're still on the air, so that's probably a pretty good sign. How are you this nice, sparkling 104, 105, 106, whatever the hell it is, degree day in Sacramento?
Well, yeah, I'm glad that our air conditioning system is all tuned up and ready to go because it's a hot one out there. Might have to go out and jump in the pool when this is all said and done. How's things at Sports Leisure? Any special messages to any of your travelers, members of the club?
How nice of you to ask. We didn't even talk about that before the program, and right on cue there, you came up with, I was going to give our travelers a little bit of update. There are a lot of folks who travel with Sports Leisure Vacations who listen to this program. We have moved our annual preview day back a couple of months to the end of October, October 30th and 31st. You'll note one of those is Halloween. That could be kind of scary. Watch our Facebook page for more announcements. The next newsletter will come out the first part of August. We had hoped to announce some local day trips. We had kind of come up with some cutesy ideas of things to do around town and stuff like that, but we've had to put that on hold because the virus surge has put the thing all over the place again, where we were having, 5 and 10 new cases in Sacramento County. We're now having 200 and 300 every day. So we have just decided that it's best to lay low for right now. And gosh, it's been March since we put something on the road. We have some trips that we're hoping to operate in September. I was hoping to go tomorrow morning to Puget Sound, but with 22 really nice people. And we could have gone, but one of the counties up there, county we were staying in, did not move up to a level that would have allowed us to legally move around the county. So we kind of felt it was safe, but we weren't getting a lot of cooperation up there. So I'm home for 4 months. So thank you for asking, Tom. That was a long-winded answer of sort of an update to Sports Leisure Travelers. But yes, their next newsletter will come out in about a month. And no, we're not going much of anywhere right now because it's just, it's not safe. It's barely safe to go to the grocery store. Really and truly, like I said, about 20 times as many people are reporting infections in Sacramento County as were a couple of months ago. So, you know, you can think whatever you want, but the numbers don't really – I mean, the numbers speak for themselves. The death count is starting to creep up again a little bit. So I think we all do ourselves a favor. We got to get the kids back in school and stuff like that. We need to lay low. We need to not be partying and not be running around and stuff like that. Thanks for asking.
Well, there you go. There's your COVID update from the Travel Guys. And at the top of every Travel Guys radio show, if you're joining us for the first time here, we bring you up to date on what's been going on in the travel news. Huey Lewis and the News plays our little theme song here. Mark, what you got for our
Well, let's see.
Today?
If you're traveling in these United States, there are, first of all, there's a lot of countries don't want the United States, although it was pointed out to me today that Croatia is one that is allowing travelers from the States in across their borders. If you want to go someplace internationally, there is a whole long list, a list that gets updated every few days. Gwen Duncan was kind enough to send me the New York Times list. This is as of July the 10th, and today's the 12th. So this is as of Friday. So this is probably pretty up to date. This is all of the states that have restrictions and voluntary and mandatory quarantines if you're traveling to their state and you're coming from other states. And California, unfortunately, is on a lot of these lists, so I won't even try to go over it with everyone. There is a list at travelguysradio.com. But if you are going somewhere before you buy an airline ticket or make a hotel reservation, make sure that the place that you're going to will allow you to go there, because that would be a terrible thing to be making a two-day trip to see grandma or something like that and find out that you had to stay 2 weeks when you got there. Here's a great article by Robert McGarvey, who is one of the guys on Joe Brancatelli's website. And Joe hopefully will be talking to us a little bit later this hour. Robert wrote this thing about to mask or to shield, which is safer in flight. Have you seen, Tom, the face shields?
I actually have a small supply for our immediate family of face shields. And this is perfect because I was wondering, when's the appropriate time for me to don the face shield versus the mask?
Well, here's a word of advice for flyers. Don't count on every airline automatic accepting the shield in lieu of a mask. So if you want to wear the shield, take a mask with you. So that if somebody says, hey, you know, you got to have a mask, so then you can be adaptable. I like the shields because I think they provide just as much protection, and the mask is just a problem for me. So the face shield makes me look like somebody from outer space. But for me, it is easier to use, and I kind of like it. I've been experimenting with the two in case I had to travel this next week and was probably kind of going to use a hybrid. But if you're thinking of using a face mask, take a face shield. Take a mask with you also. And then you can kind of be adaptable as the situation. But anyway, Robert has an article on masks versus shields, which is safer in flight. And you can find that at travelguysradio.com. We mentioned in the headlines that Broadway Sacramento got a national award from the American Council of the Blind. This is a terrific story. Kitty O'Neill had this story earlier this week, Tuesday, I believe. And she did a great job of covering it, had Richard on, had the folks from the American Council of the Blind on to talk about the award. Basically, what they have done is not just provided people with headsets, but they have provided them with opportunities before the show to go and be able to meet some of the performers up close and to be able to touch some of the things that are on the sets and have them explain to them. I mean, what an incredibly spectacular idea.
Yeah, what a great idea.
I mean, just talk about a commitment to serving a segment of the community and not just, you know, going out and saying, okay, well, you know, we fixed it for these people and now everything is fine, but really making an effort. And I in Richard's interview with Kitty, he was talking about how he tends to be a little bit frugal when it comes to spending money, and this required a little bit of an investment on their part. But anyways, we have that at travelguysradio.com. But thanks to Kitty O'Neill, who did a really wonderful job of ferreting out this award and talking to folks about it. But congratulations to Broadway Sacramento for really having a commitment to serving parts of the community, to really making the theater experience much better for sightless people by really making a commitment to making their theater experience something special. Christopher Elliott, who also will be a guest on the back half of the program today, is talking about in his Washington Post column this week. The title is Vacation Rentals Are Charging Extra for What? And basically he found somebody that was charging extra to turn on the air conditioner. You could have it down to, he's not kidding. He said you could have it down to like 78, but if you wanted it down to 72, you had to unlock it and then you had to pay a special fee. He said this is just the latest in the ridiculous stuff. He says the fact that hotels have not been forced to get rid of the resort fees has led people who rent out their homes to think, and particularly the professional renters who have 6 or 8 or 10 or 12 homes that they rent out on a regular basis and have decided that they can get away with these nuisance fees of all different types. So Chris's point is that if we could just get a little help from the Federal Trade Commission to make the hotels behave, then we could make the vacation rental people behave too and put all of these extra charges on one page and let you see that this is the real price of staying in this hotel, renting this home, having your vacation here for a week. Here are all the charges and everything out the door, and this is what it costs. And when we advertise this property in different places, this is the price we will use, not some stripped-down price that doesn't include all of this stuff. So good for Chris for keeping up the pressure on the powers that be. I suspect we will not see any activity on that until we have someone different in the White House, because the person who's in the White House now owns a bunch of hotels. So luxury hotels that charge what? Resort fees. Here is something really interesting, Tom. Canadians, you know, the border's been closed since what March? And Canadians, yeah, Canadians here. What percentage of Canadians do you think would like to open the border? Do you have any feel or anything at all?
I don't know. 50%?
81% say it should stay closed. 19% of Canadians are in favor of opening the. What does that tell you? It's like keep your virus on your side of the border.
Just like the rest of the world.
Yeah, they've had some issues in Quebec in particular and in Ontario, but not nearly to the degree that we have. So 81% of Canadians say that the border should remain closed. We'll find out again on the 21st of July, so that's probably a little over a week. We'll find out if they're going to extend that again. The guess is that they probably will extend it once more. So there you go. Let's see, Field of Dreams. Remember, Tom, there was going to be a Field of Dreams ball game this year. In Iowa, they are still going to do that, despite the fact that the baseball season hasn't started on time. There is still going to be one.
It'll be just like the movie. There'll be players and nobody in the stands.
They are going to build the ballpark and have it out in the field in Iowa. So you can't get tickets, but you can watch it on television if you wish. And finally, let's see here. One more item here. Oh, this is another article talking about from Travelers United talking about the hidden fees and why we can't get the Federal Trade Commission to stop them. This one has to do with Airbnb and HomeAway, which apparently is going away. So we'll follow up on that next week. Anyway, that is your travel news for today.
And we are the Travel Guys. Again, travelguysradio.com. Links to all that we talk about, as well as our special guests and more, can be found there. Joe Brancatelli joins us next here on the Travel Guys with stuff to make you a smarter airline traveler. Stick around.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Mark, where'd you run across that?
I thought that was kind of fun. I try to find one of those each week. That's some symphony orchestra or something like that.
Very clever. Well, you know, I mean, we got to have a sense of humor about
stuff. Thanks to Billy Joel, yep.
There you go. Well, all right. Here we are. We are the Travel Guys. Mark Hoffman, Tom Romano, our special guest from Travelers United, joins us by way of the magic of whatever. Yep. Joe Brancatelli. Joe, welcome to the Travel Guys again.
I'm so honored to be brought in by an orchestra doing Billy Joel a cappella. I mean, what more can I say?
It's a pretty strong open, Joe. You know, it's expectations are high. I should mention to folks.
Well, I don't know if I can match.
I should mention to folks here as we get started that Joe runs a website, joesentme.com. I only pay to be on one travel website. I'm kind of cheap, and so I only pay to be on one. Joe's costs a few bucks. I pay to be on his. That should give you an idea of what I think of the quality of the information that comes from there twice a week. And Joe provides a daily update on the whole COVID situation and stuff around the country, including once in a while, Joe throws in a little bit of his own commentary. And that's why we've asked him to be on the program here today. Joe, what is it going to take to get folks back on airplanes?
Well, I am increasingly nervous about what people want to see. I think they certainly want to see empty middle seats so that United and American saying they'll fill the seats to capacity is not going to literally fly. And I think most people are truly concerned with not so much the airline's claims that they're clean, but the reality of how difficult it is to keep something clean just on the plane, not to mention the cheek by jowl fighting at the gate to get on the plane, all the other things you do at an airport. There just doesn't seem to be, even among the Joe Sent Me readers, Mark and Tom, who are heavy travelers, there doesn't seem to be a lot of interest in traveling right now.
Go ahead, Tom.
I was just going to say, you know, I agree. I mean, traveling for the purpose of entertainment or, for that matter, even purpose of work. But there are, you know, there are circumstances, and I have one. I've got a daughter that's stuck in San Antonio, Texas, and I'd certainly like to get her out of there. And so, you know, here again, we're trying to make a plan, fly Southwest, COVID test before you go, COVID test when you get back. You know, fortunately, she's a young person, but there will be some that will find a reason. And then, Joe, as you well know, you know, the country is somewhat split on believability and functionality for one reason or the other that are going to travel whether you tell them it's safe or not.
Well, it's not my job to tell anybody what it's safe. I think, honestly, this is something that requires your personal choice. I try, as Mark will tell you on the website, I try not to be in people's wallets, and I certainly don't want to be in their head. Certainly there has to be a minimum amount of travel. The problem with anything other than say, boy, you're in San Antonio, get here, it's a little safer, or get out of Florida, is that there's not many places you can go. There's only about 20 places in the world, if you want to leave the country, that will have an American right now.
Yeah.
And I'm in the Northeast. The Northeast is basically locked down from anybody in the Sun Belt, unless you're willing to locked down for 14 days. So probably this might be the year to get in the car and go up to Lassen or something.
Joe, what happens ultimately here? I mean, we're facing a situation at the end of September when the airlines will be able, by terms of the loans that they've taken, to cut staff. They've made it very clear that if demand stays where it is, at roughly a third of what it was a year ago, that they're going to cut a lot of staff. We're going to see a bloodbath that day. There could be tens of thousands of people, including a lot of pilots, out of work.
Yeah, it's especially strange for pilots who have been in heavy demand. But the world is a very strange place. Consider how this is going to work. On September 30th, the CARES Act money, and for those who don't know, the airlines were not given grants. The money was granted so that they could pay employees. That's the only reason they could use it for. That money runs out September 30th. I expect 30 to 50% layoffs of the industry by October the 1st. October the 2nd is the last labor report in terms of jobless rates before the election day. And November the 3rd is election day. It's going to be very interesting. Some people have suggested that both the Democrats and the Republicans have a special reason for wanting to keep people employed in the airline business and they might get a second bailout. I don't think that's practical, and I don't think that's going to happen. So you could see hundreds of thousands of layoffs on October the 1st, and then a jobs report on October the 2nd, and then people get to decide the state of the economy.
We've got about a minute here. Is there anything, if you could turn a dial, flip a switch, be given a microphone, is there anything that you would tell, based on your experience, that you would tell the airline industry right now?
Well, I think any airline that's not offering the minimum, the empty middle seat, is simply unflyable. I mean, I couldn't recommend it because, while obviously without an empty middle seat, you know, an empty middle seat won't give you 6 feet of distance, but why do you need to share an armrest with a total stranger? I can't see anything else that might get people flying but an empty middle seat and maybe your own row.
And, of course, that makes it very difficult. I mean, I'm a guy who moves people around in motor coaches, so same thing. I mean, if you're going to socially distance people on an airplane, you're going to have 20 people on a 180-seat airplane, so that's not going to happen. So you've got to have some compromises of people wearing masks and stuff of that sort. Joe, I thank you very much for your time and your input here this afternoon. The website is joesentme.com. If you are a traveler, especially if you're a business traveler at all, or you will be again someday, it's something you can find a lot of information. Joe, thanks again for your time this afternoon.
Always a pleasure. Have a great Sunday.
More of the Travel Guys coming up after the news.
Hey there, it's Mark Hoffman and Tom Romano, the not-so-infamous travel and entertainment guys here on KFVK and on iHeartRadio worldwide, I might add. Brought to you
that's
by Sports Leisure Vacations.
That's a little scary.
I know it is, huh? I mean, if you really stopped and started to think how far our broadcast can go and how many people could possibly listen, and you put them all in one location, we'd be overwhelmed. But at any rate, it's you and I, Mark, and
not to mention it'll be hard to listen to all those stations all at the same time.
Anyway, don't forget now, check us out at TravelGuysRadio.com. Links to our guests can be found there. Mark?
One of our favorite people to talk to here on the Travel Guys is Chris Elliott. Chris is the travel writer for the Washington Post. He writes all kinds of stuff for Forbes magazine. I sat down with Chris earlier this week and talked about a couple of things. One of them is the whole timeshare situation, and that's a great interview. That is for next week. We also talked to him, Chris and his family. Tom, you remember this. They went over to Europe. He's got three teenage kids that he homeschools as he travels, and they went over to Europe. They were planning to go to Italy. They couldn't go to Italy because things got shut down. They went to France. Whoops. That was the next shutdown. They were stuck there for 2 months and in a real lockdown in Nice. And so because Chris had been there and he came back to Western Washington, which was in the middle of its own problem, now he's in Reno, Nevada. So he's kind of gotten a feel for this. So we talked to Chris about what the difference was between COVID overseas lockdown and COVID United States lockdown. Here's Chris Elliott.
You were in France at the height of the lockdown in France. So you told our listeners on the show here about having to have an affidavit to go out on the street, and nobody could go to the beach and or even to the grocery store without, you know, a piece of paper that said, here's where I'm going and when I'm going to be back. Now you're in the U.S. We took a shot at locking things down, and we kind of wimped out a little bit. Some states more than others. You've been in Washington State, in Western Washington. Now you're in Tahoe. You're a news-oriented man. Tell me what are your perceptions? What do you think about when you see what happened in France and what's happening here? Just give us some of your thoughts.
Yeah, no, when I was in France, we couldn't even go to the beach. There was, you know, you had to have that sworn affidavit with you at all times. It was much stricter than it's been here in the States. I arrived here in late May, early June, and Western Washington, there were people walking around without face masks. You could go to the grocery store. You go, a lot of businesses were open. And it seemed like people were not taking it very seriously. And, you know, sure enough, now you see that the case numbers have gone up and continue to go up. I think that yesterday we had a record. And we're headed toward, I think the estimate is 100,000 cases a day. Could very well reach herd immunity by the end of the year. But at what cost? You know, my focus in my news coverage is on tourism and on customer service. And this is a terrible thing for people who had vacation plans to Europe, because obviously now we can't go to Europe. Europe will not let us in with all these cases. And we'll probably, that ban will probably be in effect for at least a few months, maybe through the end of the year and maybe well into next year. We just don't know that yet. But you had asked me about the differences, like night and day. It feels like it's not just that you have all of these restrictions and paperwork. It's the attitude of people. In France, it was all very orderly and people followed instructions. And if you didn't follow instructions, you would get into trouble. I mean, we got stopped by the police 3 or 4 times for being too far away from our apartment. Here, it's anything goes. And, you know, you have people who don't wear face masks, who are not following the social distancing requirements or recommendations. And I think that I'm just surprised that it's not any worse than it is.
Chris, were things like face masks or other things like that, were there social issues in Europe over the lockdown and the things associated with it? I mean, what did people push back against there?
I think people were expressed their disappointment that the sidewalk cafes and the restaurants were not open. The French love their food. And so I heard many complaints about that. But we also had takeout restaurants and some really good takeout. I mean, the pizza in Nice was terrific. And they left the boulangeries open. And that was a big thing, too, because you cannot not have bread in France. It just doesn't work that way. I mean, I think about it every day. I think about, wow, wouldn't it be great if I was back in Nice, because the bread, it was so good. But I think, though, that they took the situation so much more seriously. There was no stigma when it came to face masks. I did see a little bit of pushback in, there's a part of town, a little closer to the airport in Nice, that has more Middle Eastern residents. And you saw people there who wouldn't wear a face mask or who didn't observe the social distancing rules for cultural reasons, because in the Middle East, you know, everyone is, it's a very tactile culture. And mm-hmm. So, you didn't, but the French, though, were very serious about it. And now, of course, it's all opening back up because they have their cases under control, they have less coronavirus. But here, you know, there is more of the face mask issue is a red state, blue state thing, and you have people who are just doing things that you would never imagine the French doing at all. It's just it's kind of mind-boggling.
Well, thank you. Because, like I said, you've had the rare opportunity to really experience first person two of these situations, so I thought you would be definitely be the man to go to. Christopher Elliott, you can, if you have a consumer problem, doesn't necessarily have to be travel. You have a challenge, you can go to Elliott.org and visit him. And he has lists there of all kinds of the people you need to contact for all kinds of different types of companies, not just travel. So if you have a consumer issue, you can go there or just go and look around his website. You can subscribe and get daily updates, which is where we find some of our travel stories, just by reading what Chris is chasing around the country. Thank you again, my friend, for your time. You've been very generous as always. Take care of yourself up in Reno and Tahoe, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks a lot.
So a little from Chris there, just kind of comparing over there with over here. And that's kind of all kind of interesting. All right. This is at travelguysradio.com, and I need to point out something, Tom. We've had a little – we're having some tech – our webmaster, Melissa's in a place with very limited signals, and so she hasn't been able to post the new list of all the things that we're talking about on the show today. So if you if there's something that you want to go to the website for and you might want to wait one day or even a couple hours and Melissa will have it up. Anyway, this is kind of cool. Virtual Broadway is doing tours of all of the Broadway theaters 1 week at a time. So 41 weeks it will take them to do 41 theaters. They have done 3 of them so far, and it's on YouTube. So even if you don't have the link, go to YouTube.com and type in Broadway theater tours, and I'll bet you it'll come right up. Anyway, they're going to put up one every week. So if you're a Broadway fan, even if you've never been to Broadway and you'd like to have a little piece of the Broadway experience, some of those theaters are just, they are literally palaces. In fact, one of them is called the Palace. So anyway, go to YouTube.com and you can see that. Gwen Duncan also checked in. We had talked a couple weeks ago in the travel news about a company, Hurtigruten, in Norway that was starting cruises that didn't have shore calls, that were just going up into the fjords of Norway and stuff like that. And we were wondering if anybody would be interested in buying that sort of product. And Gwen, of course, is a loyal listener to the Travel Guys when she's not on. So she sent me a note and said yes, that she has particularly seniors. Folks maybe that have a little bit of a disability or something, folks who wouldn't normally be getting off the ship a lot, or folks who are just very comfortable, they love cruising, and they probably wouldn't get off anyway, even if there was the opportunity. So she said, mm-hmm. Yes, there is a market for cruises. They used to call these cruises the Nowhere, but this company with the fjords in northern Norway, I would suggest to you that that's not a cruise to Nowhere. That's a cruise to one of the most beautiful spots on the whole planet, especially if the weather happens to cooperate. But anyway, Gwen Duncan just checking in and saying that, yes, she thought there was a market for, because cruise lines are having to get creative now. This is all going to be very interesting. They're all going to try to go back into the water this fall. And I really don't know what's going to happen, Tom, but it's just think about a cruise ship and all the common surfaces and going to meals and getting off the ship and all of those situations where you are around a lot of people. So one reason that I've always kind of opted for the river cruises and the things with 100, 150 people, but even on those, it's a smaller ship. So around the environment, you're around a lot of people. A lot of things that the travel industry has to figure out.
Well, all right. We are the Travel Guys, Mark and Tom. And, you know, besides worrying or thinking about traveling, overseas or taking a cruise, how about stuff that's right near home? Well, we're going to continue to bring you some close-at-home travel ideas. How about a trip to Mendocino County? It's coming up after the break here on the Travel Guys. Hey there, it's Mark and Tom, the Travel and Entertainment Guys, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations, here to make you a smarter traveler. And seeing that traveling is, kind of a tough one right now, we're looking at places that are somewhat close to home, places that you could go, stay socially distanced, enjoy the outdoors. And you ever heard of Mendocino County? Yeah, a lot of stuff going on there. Mark, you rounded up a guest for us today to talk about traveling closer to home. Why don't you introduce our guest and let's get started.
Absolutely. 90 miles of prime coastline. If you like the ocean, you might be a Mendocino County fan, among other things. So in our continuing effort to highlight places close to home that you can roam to, welcome to Travis Scott, who is the executive director of Visit Mendocino County. Travis, welcome to the Travel Guide.
Hi, thank you so much for having me today.
Tell us a little bit about the Summer of Love in Mendocino County, and then I'd love to hear about a couple of the places that, that you think are kind of unique and different, places where you can kind of reboot and reset and maybe relax a little bit, get away from the virus a little bit.
You know, the nice thing about Mendocino County is we are, a short few-hour drive away from Sacramento. And as you said, we've got 90 miles of beautiful Pacific coastline, massive ancient redwood forests, beautiful waterfalls, wineries, breweries, distilleries, and home to some of California's first farm-to-table restaurants. You know, the really great thing about coming here to visit this time of year, especially this year, is not only the fact that Mendocino County is incredibly safe right now. We have, you know, room to roam. We're not loaded with people. But, you know, you can really bring your partner who you've been cooped up with, have a break from being inside your home and, you know, walk the beautiful bluffs, explore some of our vineyards, and possibly stay in, you know, 100-year-old water tower or two in the village of Mendocino.
That sounds kind of cool. In an old water tower, huh? That's a hotel, obviously, now.
Yeah, so we have several in the village of Mendocino, several old water towers from the 1800s that have been converted into hotel space, basically. And so it's really cool to stay in the quaint village and, you know, cozy up with a bird's eye view of the water and the bluffs from a water tower.
And also the other thing to think about is, you know, parking lots, places like state parks and stuff like that have become tremendously popular places, and you're not the only person suggesting them. And so sometimes the parking is fairly limited. So we've been suggesting to folks, you know, get there early in the day, stuff like that. Any tips or places that folks might be able to enjoy the redwoods that you would recommend?
Two of the must-sees are Russian Gulch State Park. It's got a fantastic waterfall that's, you know, a short walking distance from the parking area away. And then, you know, just a short few minutes walk from that is all the tide pools right on the coast. So that's a fantastic spot. Make sure you wear your mask in case you encounter anybody that is walking the trails in another group. Those Jurassic-style ancient redwood trees can be seen in Montgomery Woods State Reserve, which is just a fantastic spot a little further inland from the coast, you know, about a short drive. And that's just a fantastic spot to see as well.
Travis, the town of Fort Bragg has always been one of my favorites. Lots of history there. They have kind of reinvented themselves with the skunk train. Chris Hart was on with us a few weeks ago and have, in, of course, you can't go all the way on the skunk train now because of the tunnel that collapsed a few years ago. And so Chris and his gang have created a couple of very special place. You mentioned the restaurants there, but not only along the coast, but a lot of the inland spots in Mendocino County are picturesque little towns in themselves. So it wouldn't be a bad place to get away for a weekend. You're going to find much higher rates hotel-wise on weekends in that area in the summertime. So if this sounds like an idea to you and you want to go, it's getting over to the coast is probably more than just a day trip, might be an overnighter or a couple of nights, but you might want to consider going over Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday are usually nights when you can get a little bit better hotel rate. And oftentimes Sunday night is the night that is kind of a throwaway for some hotels. So just a little bit of a tip there, traveling to busy places in the summertime.
How have the crowds been?
You know, it's actually, it's been busier than normal here recently or since the opening, and that's obviously because, you know, people have been cooped up so long and just the idea to get out to the coast is pretty incredible. But even our inland valleys have been packed with people, especially on the weekend. So that was a great tip to the listeners that you have to check out our weekdays.
Have you seen it? You know, we had things opened up, restaurants were opening up, so forth. And then things have shut back down. Have you seen much of a change since that occurred?
So obviously there is going to be a change, but I will tell you that, you know, our county has spurred an effort which is called Safe Mendocino, and they're running a campaign with all the businesses in the county, and we're going through self-certification processes. And you know, it's really been for our area a super great thing to bring everybody together and keep everybody safe. And, you know, lodging properties have stepped up and they're the first line of education to travelers by, you know, at the point of reservation or at the point of looking at the website, thinking about making a reservation, educating travelers as to how to act when they're here. So At this point, we haven't seen a major spike, but of course, you know, things have increased.
Before we let you go, Travis, is there anything else that we haven't asked you that you would like to share with our listeners today?
Yeah, a couple other things just to check out would be on our South Coast, there's the Unbeaten Path Tours, where you can take a walk through wildflowers, do a breath walk, which is a guided thing. It's kind of a Zen moment, part yoga-like. And then we've got half-day experience on the river at Catch a Canoe. And then you can also do a harbor tour via kayak up in Fort Bragg with Liquid Fusion Kayak.
Wow. Wow. Lots of adventure-type things and plenty of places to just sit and watch the waves come in, too.
Absolutely.
So, Mendocino County. Thank you, Travis. We will post a copy of your press release, which has all kinds of links to some of the wonderful places that you were talking about, and also a link to visit Mendocino.com so that you can go exploring and create your own adventure in Mendocino County. Travis, thanks very much for your time today.
Thanks so much. Wear a mask and stay safe.
Hey, just a reminder, folks, that we're having a little bit of technical issue with our website today. So the new stuff for today hasn't been posted yet. So travelguysradio.com. So if there's anything that you heard from the show today that you would normally go there and follow up on, make yourself a note and go there tomorrow. We should be in good shape. Okay, someone wrote in to travelguysradio.com and asked if we would go over the airlines again that are who's selling and who isn't selling the middle seat. Alaska, Delta, and Southwest are not selling the middle seats. Southwest does it by only selling 2/3 of the airplane. That leaves the middle seat empty unless you want to use it. American, United, and Spirit are selling every seat on the airplane. I don't know about Frontier, and JetBlue is not serving Sacramento any longer. So Alaska, Delta, and Southwest are your three go-to airlines right now if you're trying to get on a plane where they're not packing them in shoulder to shoulder. Alaska, Delta, and Southwest.
Okay, Mark, I know that you have contacts there in Hawaii, always keeping an eye on what's going on. Do you have an update? They were going to try to move things along sometime back. What do you have for us?
A lot of people are chomping at the bit to go to Hawaii. A lot of folks who have summer vacations and condo stays and things like that. Not so good a news. They were supposed to open up August the 1st. Now we're waiting for a big announcement next week. They're trying to figure out whether you test before you leave or after you get there, and what happens if you get there and your test is positive, or you have to wait a couple, 3 days. And right now testing is taking 5 to 7 days. And so it's just a mess. Hawaii is trying to figure it out. So we'll have an update for you next week, or you can kind of watch the news later this week for an update on that situation. I think that about wraps it up for this week, Thomas. Next week, Chris Elliott is going to join us. We're going to have a big show on timeshares. If you own one or you're thinking about getting one, join us next week. We are going to have a lot of information for you. And besides that, dance like nobody's watching.
Absolutely, my friends. Join us then. Thanks for being with us. Stay well, and we'll see you next time on The Travel Guys.